W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Friday marks 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine, and Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says it's beyond time to get tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
You beat him by giving the Ukrainians the military capability to drive the Russians out of Ukraine. You label Putin's Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. You create international tribunals so we actually can try Putin and his cronies in an international court like we did after World War II.
Graham was on ABC. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, that is, has spoken with Chinese officials about the spy balloon that was shot down over U.S. airspace.
Don't want to characterize what they said, although it's safe to say there was no apology.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation from the Munich Security Conference, Secretary Blinken also said the U.S. will not tolerate any further spy missions in U.S. airspace.
I made very clear to him that China sending a surveillance balloon over the United States in violation of our sovereignty, in violation of international law, was unacceptable and must never happen again.
Blinken canceled his trip to Beijing after the balloon incident that occurred shortly ahead of his planned diplomatic visit. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles off its east coast on Monday, just 2 days after it fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast. Crews continue to work around the clock in Turkey, but many are now accepting that no more survivors from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake will be found. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Antakya, Turkey.
Search teams carefully carry body bags through piles of fallen concrete to the relieved cries from anxious families. More than 40,000 people were killed, around half here in Hatay. Neither Turkey nor Syria have said how many people are still unaccounted for, but more than 100,000 buildings were damaged in the quake, which struck in the early hours of the morning when most people were sleeping.
Tens of thousands of customers are without power in the San Francisco Bay Area. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald reports.
The fire at a PG&E substation caused traffic lights to go out, suspended the use of bridges connecting Oakland and Alameda, and cut power to tens of thousands. Oakland Fire Battalion Chief James Bowren says crews responded to a PG&E yard after noticing gray and brown smoke billowing into the air.
We were able to gain access into the PG&E yard and found that there was a transformer actively burning inside of the yard.
The Oakland airport was temporarily without power as well, which halted all operations for a time. According to tweets, TSA officials say they, quote, have never seen anything like it. Mike DeWald for CBS News, Oakland.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the Daytona 500 in double overtime tonight. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Yeah! sunset. Aimless midnight sense. Dress up yes with no direction.
Our local music, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Marston. Love the new Marston. It's so rock and roll, so clean. That song was called Running in the Dark. Tune it out to kick it off before that. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting statewide, but near, you know. I want to say hello to our friends up in Green Bay on WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. We love the Fox Valley. We love Kat from VO5. Thank you for stopping in, Kat. I love that hat, too. Also, thanks to everybody up in Amory, Wisconsin, on the western side of Wisconsin, on WLAK, 1260 AM. And we're, of course, we're in Madison Rocker here on Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7. There's a lot of action in the talk studio right now.
There is. Everybody, our last guests are taking off, Kat and Emily and everybody. Oh, boy, it's fun here tonight at live radio, Jimmy.
Behind the scenes, you know, it's we have the privilege of having the behind the scenes. And the radio folk don't have that out there. But only if you could hear what's going on off air, you know?
Good stuff.
What's coming up in the rest of the show, Rocker?
Hey, Jimmy, we still have Fall to Rise. Hopefully. Betty Rice. I guess right now they're doing a sound check.
They're doing a sound check
at the Red Rooster. Well, so we'll get her in just a minute. And then Devil's Lair tonight. Paul Flipowitz, he is going to be in the Devil's Lair talking about his new album, Pier 43. And then Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K. and Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight. We'll be interviewing Eric LaBrosse of The Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios, plus Essential Last Crack, Jimmy.
Looking forward to talking to Eric. It's been a while. If you're looking for a live show tonight, maybe head out to the Red Rooster and see Fall to Rise. They're awesome, and their new music is great. And they've been off for a while, but now they're coming back. They're re-energized, and they're ready to rock Madison. Fall to Rise. And we'll get Betty on the phone as soon as she calls in. I've do got rock and roll on the way from Rogue Rat Rocker. Nate sent me new music today for Rogue Rat. Normally, this is Max Inc. Heavy, but I'm going to sneak it in this hour, okay?
Oh, boy. Yep. We're getting heavy.
A little punk rock and roll never hurt anybody. Mars Hall just around the corner right now. Radio for Pets. This song is called About Nothing on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Perry Steven Pulido. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio, we are local music. That's Mars Hall, Piece by Piece. They got a big show coming up on Wednesday, March 15th. They're opening for Angel. Remember those guys from like the 80s, maybe 90s? I guess mostly 80s, Angel rocker. You know those guys.
Yes, I do. That was 80s, Jimmy.
It was 80s, yeah. I was young there. Autumn Gray also doing that show. It's Wednesday, March 15th at the High Noon Saloon. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. We're hoping to get Fall to Rise on. So here's the deal. They're at the Red Rooster right now. They're doing a show, and they were doing sound check, and you know how it is at a live show? There's probably hundreds of people pulling you hundreds away. We might have to get Fall to Rise on next week.
Okay, Jimmy. Well, we'll see if she calls in.
We'll see what happens. In the meantime, Paul Flipowitz, he's en route to Mad Radio. He's going to perform live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And Erica Bros from the Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios. Rocker, I'm really excited to talk with Eric. He's kind of legendary, you know?
He has done a lot of bands, especially a lot of bands that play right here on Max Inc. Radio during the Max Inc. Heavy. Imperial Fall, Saint Tragedy,
Sunspot,
Blame It on Kane, just a ton of different bands. Too many to list.
Yeah, really.
Great producer.
Good stuff. That's coming up tonight after 10 o'clock. So Rogue Rat has a new album coming out on April 1st. They have a CD release show at the Barley Pop with Cold Black River and the Warhawks. I was going to include this in Max Inc. Heavy, but I can't wait, Rocker. I got to hear this right now. Brand new Road Rack. It's called Drop Strip Queen on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Go.
She runs hot, highly modified.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Rogue Rat there from Satisfaction Guarantee. Drop it on April 1st. Make sure you check out the CD release show happening at the Barley Pop Live with Cole Black River and Warhawks. Love the new Rogue Rat. Thank you for sending it in today, Nate. Appreciate that. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. As we approach the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is demanding that the U.S. get tougher.
I believe a decision will be imminent here when we get back to Washington that the administration will start training Ukrainian pilots on the F-16. They need the weapon system.
He spoke on ABC on CBS's Face the Nation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it's been more than just an invasion.
President Putin has been trying from day one to erase Ukraine's identity, to erase its future. That's what's going on, and that too is a crime against humanity.
From News Nation, Norfolk Southern Railroad CEO Alan Shaw today said not everything we're hearing about the railroad's response to the derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month is true.
All the misinformation out there that's really causing a lot of issues, frankly, for the people of this community. You know, we support the NTSB's investigation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
8:32 here at Max Inc. Radio. I was just got a text from Betty from Fall to Rise. Sadly, she can't make it on the phone with us tonight, but she asked me to ask you to get your tails down to the Red Rooster here in Madison because they're about to hit the stage. Here's their latest song. It's called Two Strangers from Bread and Chocolate. It's Fall to Rise on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I tried so hard.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you really think of the face of me?
Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's the Earthlings. Had to do it for myself from Terra Obscura, their 2022 release. They got a show coming up Friday, February 24th with Steez, The French Connection, a tribute to Draft Punk, Justice, Air, and more at the Majestic, featuring, or I should say, special guest, the Earthlings. Nick Nice is going to be there, too. DJ Nick Nice. He's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? Hope your Saturday is going well. Paul Flipowitz is just moments away from walking into the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal. In the meantime, we got some blues on the way from Mojo Radio. Buffalo Nickels just around the corner. Go back to 2019 for this. I love this band. Soul Symmetry. This is from their 2019 release. Are you feeling free? Are you feeling free? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Feeling Free, that Soul Symmetry from 2019 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Paul Flipowitz live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Be sure to stop by the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Check out all the podcasts while you're there. Check out all the other cool shows on the network. Plus, get that Civic Media app on your phone right away. Take us anywhere, civicmedia.us. Mojo Radio just around the corner. This is Buffalo Nichols and Friends from Meet Me at the Bottom on Max Inc. Radio.
Sunshine crept into my bed today, but I wasn't in the mood, so I kindly turned away. Shows me things that I don't wanna know. I do appreciate the ones who try to reach out to the lonely, the nervous and the shy, those who try their very best to break the walls, but never wonder why I built them up at all. Tell you how I feel. You got an ear to lend. Oh, love that never starts is a love that never ends. I wish my dreams were real, my worries would begin. I wish we could be friends. I wrote down every evil thing I did, and it's longer than the list of the reasons I should live. And a voice from somewhere says you're good enough, and suddenly the mean old world don't seem so wrong. I see the crooked way you try to smile, and the broken way you laugh that reveals your inner child. Gather all your dreams to be buried in your past. Did the world love you enough to make them last? So tell me how you feel. I've got an ear to lend. For love that never starts is a pain that never ends. I wish my dreams were real and my worries were pretend. We could be friends. Tell you how I feel. Will you promise to pretend?
nation. I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well, and in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people, and chase him out, and ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.